following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, everyone? This is End Time Headlines. It is Tuesday, June 6th, and we want to welcome tonight's Viewpoint segment. Listen, if you're new to the broadcast and this is your first time joining us, will you let us know in the comment section below and where you guys are joining us from? We'd love to hear from you so that we can acknowledge you and you are coming on to the program tonight. So tonight, we've got a special Viewpoint segment. Guys, this is astounding. What I'm about to share with you is going to be kind of shocking, to be honest with you. But we're going to digest this. We're going to process this and we're going to discuss this. Before we get started, I want to take you to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I'm going to pull this up on the screen. If you guys have followed our ministry for any time, any length of time, we have been warning that, and it's of my opinion that I believe that there is a level of deception that is coming on the world scene, unlike anything we have ever witnessed in humanity. Now, I base this on, again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let me pull this scripture up. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Thessalonica. And the backdrop of this, he talks about the coming of the Lord. He talks about the rise of the Antichrist. And with it will come, again, this is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. All this is in this entire passage. He talks about when the Antichrist, in which is referred to as the lawless one, makes his appearance in the latter days, in the time of the end, it will be with all power, signs, and lying wonders. And then Paul goes into even more detail, and he describes it as unrighteous deception among those who are perishing. He says that this will be a level of deception that is so great that God will send them strong delusion that they should even believe the lie. And it says here, again, in Paul's letter, that there will be a group of individuals that will be condemned because they did not believe. It didn't say a truth. It says they didn't believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And the truth that he is speaking here is the way, the truth, and the life, none other than Jesus Christ. So again, I want to paraphrase this before, because I'm getting ready to show you a video. We're going to watch this together. We're going to break it down, and I'm going to show you why there is some information being released to the public now that that I believe could shake the very core of civilization as we know it. Unless you understand what I am showing you here, that there is coming a massive level of deception, and it is coming to those who the God of this world has blinded the eyes, the heart, and the mind. Unless the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ should shine unto them. So again, this is what Paul's talking about here in Thessalonians. This deception will take captive people who are not born again. So now I'm going to take you to this video. Now we're about to watch this video together. Here's the headline. Military whistleblower claims the United States has UFO retrieval program. Now let's watch this video together. Again, what you're about to hear and what this military whistleblower is about to reveal to the world has left many stunned, speechless, and in shock. So let's watch this and we'll break this down.
UFOs exist. The U.S. government found quite a number of them, and they are indeed of non-human origin. Those are the explosive allegations from a former intelligence officer tonight in a whistleblower complaint that the inspector general is taking very seriously. 36-year-old Air Force veteran David Grush is exposing what he calls a top-secret military program that has reportedly found wreckage of fully intact UFOs. The government now calls them UAPs, or Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. For years, there have been whispers and rumors that the government had aircraft of non-human origin. This report is the first evidence it might be true. The inspector general has called Brush's complaint urgent and credible. Tonight, we have a World Television exclusive.
All right, urgent and credible.
Interview with the whistleblower in which he claims we not only have the aircraft, but the government has been keeping much of it secret from Congress and from the public.
And again, this goes all the way back. If you guys are familiar with this, it goes all the way back to Roswell, New Mexico. We had that incident. We had the Phoenix Lights, and there's so many of these alleged incidents, and that's what she's talking about here. So again, we just wanted to give you a little bit of context for that.
Nation senior national correspondent Brian Enten is here with the story, and this is a blockbuster.
It is a blockbuster. It's really hard to wrap your mind around this. I've been working on this for the past couple of weeks. I'm still having a hard time processing processing all of it. All over the last couple of years, it sort of became mainstream to discuss UFOs. The government has released videos. They've acknowledged that we don't know what some of this stuff is out there that we have on camera, but this really takes it all to another level. For the very first time, the world is about to hear from a former high-level U.S. intelligence officer who says the government...
Okay, former U.S. intelligence officer, high-ranking official. Again, this says a lot. This is not a blogger. This is not a commentator, a news agency. It's not a journalist. Again, this individual is former military. All right, let's just go on.
Has some of the unidentified craft in its possession. He is revealing these exclusive details about the secret government program.
We're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west.
Oh my gosh, dude. Wow.
We have all seen these blurry videos of unidentified flying objects. Video evidence, if you will, that old tales of UFOs may not all be conspiracy theories. In recent years, Congress starting an official U.S. government Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force, recently renamed the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO. And now in a News Nation exclusive, David Grush, an Air Force veteran, former member of that task force, and veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, is formally blowing the whistle on secrets he says no one has ever shared publicly before.
You are one of the most trusted former intelligence officials in the U.S. defense and intelligence establishment.
Yes, I was.
You were trusted with the most intimate secrets.
Yes.
Grush sitting down with award-winning investigative journalist Ross Coulthart, who's reporting for News Nation and has spent years reporting on the UFO question.
What conclusion did you come to at the end of your time on the UAP task force?
The UAP task force was refused access to a broad crash retrieval program.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles.
Okay, stop. Non-human origin. Did you catch that?
You know, call it spacecraft, if you will. Non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
Whoa. Again, I'm not saying, you know, before everybody freaks out, I'm not saying that that I believe in aliens here. And we're not saying that we are affirming that. What I'm saying is, again, don't miss it. Great deception. We have been saying for a long time that the powers that be are building this up. Remember, look what just recently happened with all of these unidentified objects that were shot down over parts of the United States. In the beginning, they didn't know what they were. Then they were spy satellites or spy balloons. And then it turned out to be the official story was that some of these were trash balloons or a science project. Really? So do you really believe that, guys? Do you really believe that the U.S. government is going to send fighter jets out to shoot down $15 science projects? Listen, if you believe that, then we don't really have much more to discuss on this program. Come on, wake up. Something's going on out there. I'm not saying it's alien. I'm not saying it's extraterrestrial. But what if the narrative has been building. It's been building up for years through Hollywood movies, through series out there, through books, through novels, through documentaries. And now here we are. Again, this is absolutely historical that you have a whistleblower, former military, coming out flat out making no, he's not skirting around this. He's coming out saying, yes, we, the U.S. government, has retrieved aircraft, spaceship of non-human origin. And we've had them in our possession for years, and we've been kept secret. Now, some of y'all are saying, well, this is not really secret. This is really nothing new. We've all known this. Again, there's going to be a lot of torn reactions on this, and I get that. There's going to be a lot of reactions that are going to be divided on this particular program. And we'll talk more about this, but let me go back to the footage here.
How many?
Quite a number.
You're kidding.
No. I thought it was totally nuts, and I thought at first I was being deceived. It was a ruse. People started confiding in me. They approached me. I have plenty of current and former senior intelligence officers that came to me, many of which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me. They were a part of a program. They named the program. I've never heard of it. And they told me, based on their oral testimony, and they provided me documents and other proof, that there was, in fact, a program that the UAP task force was not read into.
Grush alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human craft for decades. He's filed a whistleblower complaint saying he gave what he calls the classified proof to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. News Nation has confirmed David Grush's credentials and resume. We've not seen or verified the alleged proof he says he's provided to investigators. He says he can't show us the proof for national security reasons. He also tells us he's not seen photos of the alleged craft himself, but has talked extensively with other intelligence officials who have.
If you're right, if you're telling us the truth, everyone, the entire American public, has been lied to for decades.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative at a high level from the U.S. government is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone.
Guys, again, boom. Huge bombshell statement right there. Everything is building the narrative for, again, what I believe is the 2 Thessalonians descriptive event that I believe is coming. We've talked about this. People are being prepared for it. This thing has been building up for decades, and now comes the time when it is ready to go. And isn't it interesting that at the timing of this comes the explosion of artificial intelligence? I'm just saying, it's very interesting to me. Let's go back to the interview.
Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone. Yeah.
Do we have bodies? Do we have species?
Well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it's true.
It's
boom, another bombshell.
It's also harder for people to wrap their minds around the concept of a crashed object from somewhere else. It's easier to accept that, yeah, we see things in the sky that we can't explain.
Journalist Leslie Kane broke Rush's whistleblower story this morning in The Debrief. Ms. Kane's career has been mainstream and credible, having written a series of reports on UFOs in the New York Times dating back to 2017.
He has the credentials, but there's no documents that he's handed over. There's no pictures. And as a journalist, you want to see documents. You want to see pictures. Does that raise a red flag?
Not at all, Brian. I mean, you mean documents that actually describe the craft?
Correct, that, yeah, like government documents, or to be able to see it for ourselves.
Of course, don't we all want that? And the problem with that is all of that information is classified. You know, as we said in the story, everything that Grush told Congress and told the Inspector General of both the IC, the Intelligence Community Inspector General, and the Department of Defense Inspector General. All of that information is classified.
In 2017, Kane reported exclusively in the New York Times that the Pentagon had a secret UFO program. 3 years later, the Pentagon confirmed her story. Her latest report is even more explosive, but Kane says she has multiple sources who back up Grush's story.
I believe it because of all the sources I have who have told me the same thing.
Wow.
So who am I to doubt these very, very high-level people who have been inside these programs for decades, have done their work, and are all telling me the same thing? I mean, I don't think there's some kind of a conspiracy among all these people who don't know each other to make something like this up.
So I've got to be blunt about this. Yeah. You're not making this up. This is not a lie.
No, absolutely not.
Because everybody watching this right now is looking at your face. They're going, is this guy for real?
I am for real. And I'm, you know, I'm sitting here at great personal risk and obvious professional risk by talking to you today.
And just within the last 10 minutes or so, the Pentagon has released a statement to news.
Yeah, now listen to this. Here we go.
About this report, they say to date, Arrow has not discovered any verifiable information to substantiate claims that any programs regarding the possession or reverse engineering of extraterrestrial materials have existed in the past or exist currently.
Of course.
Arrow is committed to following the data and its investigation wherever it leads. Arrow, working with the Office of the General Counsel and the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, has established a safe and secure process for individuals to come forward with information to aid Arrow in its congressionally mandated historical review. Arrow's historical review of records and testimonies is ongoing and due to Congress by June 2024, and Arrow welcomes the opportunity to speak with any former or current employee or contractor who believes they have information relevant to this historical review. And Elizabeth, we know that David Grush, he's filed that whistleblower complaint. He's been on the record under oath, testifying to many of these things that he said in our report tonight.
Right, and it's important to point out that this statement from the Pentagon, from Arrow, Grush is alleging that this top secret, top secret program is keeping it a secret from Arrow. So.
Yeah, exactly. And if Grush is, what he's saying is true, you know, the spokespeople, all of those folks at that level wouldn't even know
wouldn't know this was going on anyway. All right, I got to ask you, you know, he has a compelling story to tell. Very little of it seems like firsthand knowledge. Isn't he just repeating what somebody else has told him or somebody else has showed him?
Yes, that is what he's doing. But he says he's talked to a number of people who are in very, very high level positions. He also had basically the highest level of classified material information that he was able to receive.
There's another bombshell.
We went back and checked over, you know, his history, all of his credentials.
Check out completely.
Unfortunately, there's
in addition, a couple people have come forward publicly to vouch for him. People who are high ranking.
They have.
Wow.
And this article first came out this morning, and I think it's interesting that, you know, there hasn't been any sort of effort to discredit what he has said either from the Defense Department.
All right, guys. So again, here is our takeaway. I believe it looks like now that this is full blown right out there now. Now they have, you realize by them saying this, that now the stage is set for this. Now, again, I'm going to paint a scenario here. What if, and I'm just saying, what if a craft of some sort was to make its appearance and these beings were to manifest from this craft or show themselves? Now, again, how would the world respond? I would say the majority of the world would embrace that these are extraterrestrials, aliens. We're talking about the independent crowd. We're talking about the aliens crowd, all these Hollywood movie fans of all these movies that depicted aliens and alien invasions, all of them. Encounters of the Fourth Kind, and all these movies that has, again, has prepared us for this and prepared civilization for this. So if this was to really happen, the majority of the world would embrace this, because again, Paul said in Thessalonians that God himself would allow a great delusion, a great deception that they would believe and embrace the lie. And he said it would be lying, signs, and wonders. And you say, well, Brother Ricky, what would they be then? What if there's these crafts? What if there's these beings? Well, again, let's go back to the Bible. The Bible depicts entities that we, the civilization, would call extraterrestrial in origin, or alien, or non-human in origin. But the Bible calls them Nephilim, or fallen angels. Because your Bible says that these angels took on themselves flesh. They came down, Genesis chapter 6, and they went into the daughters of men, and they produced a race in the earth. And in the book of Hebrews, it tells us to beware of entertaining strangers. For doing so, we have entertained angels unaware. So it implies there that we could see angels in public, and we think they're people, they're humans. But God is saying that you could be entertaining strangers, or angels unaware. Now, that was in relation to his angels, but remember, Satan had an alliance of angels that fell with him as well. It talks about that in all through the scriptures. So what I'm trying to say to you is, if this event was to take place, again, this is an hypothesis I'm throwing out there. If there was a quote unquote craft that appeared and these beings came off of it, would that shake? What would this do to your faith in God? Would it shake you to the core, or would you be knowing? Would you know that, and you would be aware that this is exactly what the Bible has warned us about, this great deception, that these are merely fallen angels? And by the way, I just want to throw this out there. In the time of the destruction of the temple in 70 AD, Josephus, the historian, who was an eyewitness to the destruction of the temple in that time period, said in his own writings that there was seen in the heavens above the temple chariots of fire in the heavens. So again, you know what we would call that today? If we looked up into the heavens and we saw chariots of fire, you know what we would call these today? UAPs or UFOs, unexplained flying objects, or unidentified flying objects, unidentified aerial phenomena. That's what we would describe these things as. So again, and so what were these chariots of fire in Josephus' day? That it was angelic activity that took place over the Temple Mount. Elijah was taken up in a chariot of fire. What was that? It was angels of God that came when he ascended unto heaven. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm throwing an hypothesis out there. If this was to happen, a real life Independence Day scenario, and a being stepped out of this craft and began to declare himself as God, do you know how many people would embrace that as truth? And I'm talking about, there'd be people that would call themselves Christians that would embrace this. He said, well, I don't believe. How could a Christian do that? Really? How can a Christian call themselves a Christian when they're living lifestyles that the Bible condemns and calls an abomination? So don't even get me started on that. I'm talking about the only people, according to Thessalonians. Let me bring this back up here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're getting ready to close this broadcast today. According to Paul's letter here, there will be such deception on a grand scale that will involve power, signs, and lying wonders with such great deception that God will allow a strong delusion to sweep the world and its entire civilization. And the only ones who will be able to stand and make it through this great deception would be those who have put their, and I'm talking about truly, put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. You read it. It's in Thessalonians chapter 2. It's right there. We're not there yet. It's coming. This is all future tense. And I'm telling you, this art or this new testimony, this new bombshell report that has just been released is shaking people to the core right now. And I can't help but to think, how will people respond when it moves, watch this, beyond a high-ranking military, former military official saying to you with the backup of other officials that, hey, we have in our possession aircrafts of unhuman or non-human origin, as well as their, quote, pilots, and we've had them for decades. What's going to happen to civilization when it moves beyond that to and an event that the whole world sees happen and take place in real time? You got to have to ask yourself this question. And he said, well, this is absurd, Ricky. This is ridiculous. Brother, you have lost it now. You have fallen off your rocker. Okay. Well, listen, and that's fine. I accept that. You can say all you want, but I'm telling you, I'm prepared. And when I say I'm prepared, I would not be shocked if this kind of event happens in the near future. And while everybody else has got their head buried in the sand, I'm telling you, there is a remnant of us who are preparing for such an event of mass deception on that scale. But here's the bottom line. I don't know where you're at right now and where you stand in your relationship with Jesus Christ, but I'm telling you, you better stop playing games because things are getting absolutely insane. Things are getting crazy. We have got the rise of artificial intelligence. We are on the brink of a war that we have not seen in generations past. We are on the brink of the creation of the mark of the beast and the image of the beast because of the technology that's available. We are on the brink of them putting microchip implants in people's brains. And now we have military officials and former military officials coming out and they're not skirting around anymore and they're not hiding in shadows anymore and they're coming out and saying we have obtained and we've had it for all the way back to Roswell, New Mexico. We have in our possession craft and beings that are not of earthly origin. And again, the only ones who are going to know this truth are those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. So if you listen to me, if you're watching this today, you're listening today, somebody invited you in, somebody sent you this link and you're in here and or whatever the case would be, and you don't have a relationship with Christ, I implore you today to put your faith and trust in him, repent of your sins, ask Christ to come save you and wash you in his blood. Why do I need to do that? Because if you don't, you will be susceptible to delusion on a grand scale that will blind you and you will embrace a lie. And the Bible says that you will be of one of those who will perish. And we do not want that to happen on our watch. So if you're watching, you're listening, we want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there be anybody watching today, even if it's one individual and they have never repented of their sins, put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, I pray for you right now, friend, whoever you are. If you're watching this right now and that's you, I pray for you. I pray that the Holy Spirit of God begins to convict you where you're at. You can feel his presence right where you're sitting, right where you're standing, right where you're listening, right where you're watching. And if you'll just repent of your sins and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, and you say something of the likes of, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I repent of my sins. I repent of doing things my own way. I believe that you died and you rose again on the third day. I believe that you are Lord and Savior, and I choose today to put my faith and my trust in you for all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Come on, if you pray something in regards to that and true repentance, I'm telling you, according to the Bible, you will be born again, and we welcome into the family of God. And the Bible says all of heaven is rejoicing over one sinner who gave his heart to Jesus. Come on, somebody. Let's give praise the Lord and thank the Lord for his Holy Spirit and the truth of his word. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. I want you, again, if you've not downloaded our free app, please go do that today. It's available on Apple and Android. It's free. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to get a notification right there in your hands. Every time we do a podcast like this, we sent out a new devotional, headlines, all that's going to be right there at your fingertips, and that's how you can keep up with our ministry. If this ministry is a blessing to you by encouragement, equipping, information messages like this, viewpoint segments, all of the above, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app. That's the easiest way. Right there on your screen, you can see that. It's easy to scroll down, hit all the way to the bottom where it says donate. Just click there on the app. If you want to go to directly to our website, you can do that at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. And of course, you can give by check or money order, and you can do that at Endtime Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So listen, we love you guys. We appreciate you coming on to the program. Again, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, that push notification. Subscribe to us on Rumble, on YouTube. Go find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Telegram. We're all over the place. Go find us, subscribe to us, like us, and follow us. Listen, there is imposters out there posing as End Time Headlines, and myself, you will not. First of all, we don't send anybody private messages. So if you got people sending you private messages claiming to be myself or our ministry, that is not us. Okay, just letting you know, it's always going to be in regards to something about a bank collapse or digital currency or trying to make some kind of investment. That is not us. We're not doing that. So we just want to let you know that we've been notified of people trying to do this, and these are scammers, nothing new. Just be aware of that. We're not doing that. We're not going and sending you private messages. But nevertheless, again, we appreciate you coming on this Tuesday night. On June 6th, we're going to sign off for tonight. We'll be right back here tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern. We have got a devotional word we want to share with you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. And then we will be off the rest of the week and be back on Monday, because my family and I will be flying out of town this weekend to be at a graduation out of state. So we're looking forward to that, being with family. So we'll see you one more night this week, and that'll be tomorrow night. Until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.